The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ah, oh, fudge. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome to this GG Over Easy podcast, episode 28. Sure it's 28. 28. Yes.
Because I on the Patreon thing, I put 28?
Not me. Welcome to this episode. We have an interesting... Listen, we're a variety... Just like my channel's variety. This podcast is variety. With some tangents, which no longer become tangents because that's just part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And so we start with a pretty long tangent. I go on quite a bit. The problem is if you get me started
I like to learn about how you like to sleep and stuff. Like that was really interesting. Yeah.
So we learned a lot about, well, one, how I died practically, but also how we sleep.
Your sleep routines.
A lot about sleep, memory, all that kind of stuff.
Very interesting.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Interesting stuff.
I like that conversation. Yeah.
Be sure to look more of that up when you're looking or listening and or watching the podcast, if that interests you.
We talk about the YouTube algorithm and how it's been poo-poo lately.
We relish on the glory days.
That was a lot of fun.
And we answer some Patreon questions.
And then we talk about how Titans are the worst thing in Destiny 2 now.
As always, there's some Destiny news. We didn't update on the coronavirus.
Run!
We love you all. Stay safe. But first, listen to this podcast.
Christ. I didn't mean to make you laugh right before your intro, man. My bad.
We're here. That's the intro. Screw it.
Way to start the podcast. Yeah. Getting freaking everybody out that you're sick.
Hey. Well, I am.
I'm sick. You're actually sick.
Well, okay. I guess we'll start this off quickly by documenting my medical...
I feel like that's been like a weekly thing.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's funny. Like, last episode, you mentioned you're like you do get sick a lot. Like maybe I'm not that bad. Like maybe I'm healthy, and it's true. Trade your immune systems. But I don't think I was sick at all.
No, you were not sick. That's why.
I was just getting over the regular cold.
Oh, like your migraines and stuff.
Which my cough. Well, no. That was before the migraines.
I just get lost.
I had sore throat, but then at the time I had like a stuffy nose and...
What else did you have?
My throat. It was
dry
just like,
cough.
It was like a common cold. But the thing is, my congestion from that cold, which is 2 weeks ago, I still have. Ugh. I still have to blow my nose and cough.
That's just the annoying. Worst.
It's just like, just go. Like, it's leave. It's over, dude. Like, I won, yeah. All right? You just...
I won again.
Yeah, you're trying to get like a couple stabs in there at the angle jabs.
Do you think you've been sick over 100 times in your entire life?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, easy.
Dang. Easy.
That's on pace four times a year.
Over a dozen times just from... Not even a dozen. Oh, my
if
God.
If you're 25, that's four times a year.
More than a dozen.
Sick.
Blue's like, okay, wait, since I've known him.
More than four times a year. I think we all know this.
I'm going to document it. I'm very interested.
Well, last year, I feel like at some point, like I was having a good run.
Uh-huh.
Like the longest period I had. It was like 7 months. Like nothing. It's like, yes. And then I forget.
Life.
Yeah. It was towards the end of the year. And then.
Yeah, just sputtered out.
Yeah. And so anyway, had that cold. And I just have that like remnants. That's the cough I still have. It's just enough there that it's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, go. I still have some of like that sick asthma too left, mm-hmm. which is really annoying because
mm-hmm.
I've been getting back in the gym. But I'm like, just like, this isn't this difficult or like I shouldn't be mm-hmm. struggling this much.
Bad, yeah.
But then this past weekend, So I didn't put it in the video for those that watch the video side of the podcast. We didn't have three camera setup, and I was going to put it at the beginning, like, yo, sorry, no three camera setup.
We literally forgot.
Yeah. This one isn't like, oh, well, something
happened with the footage.
Yeah. We're like, it's just straight up. Like, we didn't have time to edit. It was just, we literally set this entire thing up as we usually do. The camera. Literally the tripods, the cameras, the frame, everything was literally set up. We just didn't press the red button.
Yeah. We just didn't press record. We're literally like cleaning the room up and stuff, and then Christian goes, "Rob," and I go, "And that's not." And then like I said in the Destiny video, it was not a good Rob, so I knew something was wrong. So I went, "What?" And he goes, "We didn't press the record buttons." Yeah. Oh my!
Because I was about to say like, "Okay, stop recording." I was like, "Wait," but there's nothing to stop. I was like, "Oh my god!" So that
take a star off.
And so the reason that wasn't in the video either was because Saturday night, I just had an episode and a half. It was like 6:30.
And is this in the morning?
At night. 6:30 at night. So the day's going fine. I went to the gym, everything. And about like 6:30 at night, I kind of just started getting this headache and just like kind of hard to focus. We were like watching something in the theater or whatever. So I can't. I think we were starting to try to watch like Altered Carbon season 2.
Oh.
And I was just
that Netflix show you were talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my head just kind of hurts. I just, like, I can't shake this. I'm just going to go to bed. Even though it's like, at that time, it was like 7:30.
Oh, geez.
I was like, I'm going to go lie in bed, see how I feel, and then maybe just try and sleep this off, whatever it is.
Where do you get your headaches? Like, is it here?
It was like a little to the left.
Oh, okay.
Of the front of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what it felt like.
The cerebellum.
I have no idea.
The cerebellum. Yeah, no. The only reason why I know cerebellum is from Powerpuff Girls. The
frontal cortex. It was near that. I think it says frontal.
I just pushed my glasses up, audio listeners, really.
He's not wearing glasses. So, what, friggin' ham sandwich.
Motherfucking ham.
Oh, right. So, I was in bed and trying to just, like, look at my phone or something. I was like, I'm just going to get to bed. Couldn't. I was trying to look at my phone, just like, I said, I can't do it. It's going to make my...
Like, lights. And
yeah, it's just, I'm like, no, I'm just going to bed. It's like 8 o'clock, but I was like, I can't do anything else.
I'll just wake up at 5.
So I go to sleep, but then I also kind of told Claire, I was like, hey, just a fair warning, I might wake up nauseous or something at some point during the night.
Oh, my God.
Because I felt this feeling before.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I felt this, I woke up with projectile vomit and diarrhea.
Ew.
So I was like, I was just praying.
It's a cool ability. It's a good quirk.
Yeah, it's a sick quirk, right? Really had a low roll on that one. So I was like, oh, Jesus, like, please don't, like, let me just sleep through this. Let me just go to bed. And so I get my fan on. I'm in my bed. It's nice, cool. I'm comfy. My head hurts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up on YouTube, Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, but it's in another room and it's raining. That's literally the title of the video. It's great.
Are you serious?
Have you heard of this trend?
Oh,
no.
Blue, have you heard of it?
What, raining
well,
track?
Like, this is like this whole thing. It's like this X song, but it's in the next room. Or like in a concert hall next to you.
Okay,
or,
but the raining thing has been a thing since Rainy Mood. I feel like
but it's just a combination.
So, but like it's not the song playing with Rainy Mood. It's a song playing in another room on top of rain.
Yeah. So it sounds like. And then like, so the reason I do it too is it's like a nice.
Yeah, what
visual.
About that is different than like?
Well, like it's it sounds like we're right here, and someone's like, there's a party over there. Like Frank is playing in that room.
See, like I've heard of that, but meme like Frank Sinatra playing in the other room while your parents fight in the other room and are fighting over a divorce. Like that's what, like I've seen those.
But
memes.
This one was relaxed.
Oh, see, I didn't know that's like actually a thing.
Yeah, so it's playing it, and it just sounds like and it just sounds like. So the thing I do is I have this. I don't know how I would say it. This space in my head that I go to when I try and sleep. It's like
you're
this
very interesting person.
Well, this is like a thing people do.
Uh-huh.
Because I've read a whole bunch. Like there are people who literally can like when they hit the bed, 6 seconds, they're full asleep. Yeah.
That's weird.
And so a lot of it is like mental training. Some of it like a good practice I've tried and it kind of helps. If when you're laying in bed, just think about you're falling. Like you're sinking into your bed and you'll notice your neck's a little tense. You'll like loosen your neck, and then like your arms kind of go limp, and then you like fully let go of your muscles, and then you just kind of just imagine you're like falling in that, and it.
Well, see, I can't do that because if I'm like, okay, that I'm doesn't going to be, that like doesn't sinking work. In my because then I'm like thinking I'm trying to sleep, but now my brain is like thinking like put
as
me
as soon
to
as
sleep,
I start thinking exactly I, like Rob said, it just it's like what you call it? It's like you spin something up. It doesn't stop. It keeps going.
I'm with that.
It works for me.
Because now I'm thinking about, oh, now I need to sleep. But how am I breathing now? Am I not relaxing enough?
Oh, yeah, okay,
100%. See, now I'm just like, fuck this.
And you got to work. You got to work on that.
That's my ADHD or just everything.
Just fix your depression.
just fix it, Omega.
Just fix your anxiety.
It's just, I can't do that.
You have to read up on about it. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why I like a sleep deprivation chamber. Like you were talking about is super interesting
we'll bring
to you.
That up, yeah.
And it terrifies me. Like
that sounds sick.
No, scary.
It's terrifying to me because we'll go over it later, but I go off the rails when I'm low on sleep.
Yeah,
and continue. I can only imagine how far I can go more off the rails.
Yeah. I know that's why we'll talk about it later. I know that's why some people are like there's like two spectrums, like me where I'm like, that sounds awesome. And mm-hmm. some people are like, please no.
Yeah.
Anything but
mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's like kind of so like have you heard of the people like the mental it's like the memory Olympics or whatever. They literally have like tournaments and competitions for memory. Uh-huh. Have you heard about this?
No.
Have you heard about it, Blue?
No.
I've seen like people recite pi and stuff like that.
It'll be stuff like that where it'll have like stages and stuff and it'll be like it won't be recite pi. They'll give you like 5 sheets
mm-hmm.
and on each sheet there's 100 unique numbers
mm-hmm.
and so that's 500 unique numbers, whether it's like 8, 32, it might be like 8, 32, 107, 8, 6, 14, just so like 500 mm-hmm. separate numbers, right? We'll give that to you, give you like 5 minutes, take it back, but like, okay, recite it from start to finish, and people will just be like 8, 14, 106, and they'll go through it. Or like somebody will take a card deck and shuffle it,
and like so
show it to you once for like 30 seconds or something, put it away, and then they can tell you, they can flip it over like two of diamonds, jack of hearts, seven of spades, and they'll go through this entire deck.
And that's when the mob boss, casino boss comes up and punches him in the fucking face.
Boom, we seen you. Then they do these crazy mental gymnastics for this memory stuff. And so the way people do this, they talk like the people at these tournaments.
Uh-huh.
It's
like they're training.
Yeah, they're training, and I forget the exact word they say, but it's visualizing memory. And so the way they do it is they associate every memory with some event, person, thing, whatever. They literally create a story in their mind visually that they walk through.
So like number 8 would be like my mom, and then like 108.
Well, no. That's the thing. You have to disassociate it and make it strange. Something like
so
almost would never
my,
happen.
8 is lion, and then 106 is a car hits the lion or something like that.
It would be like 8. 8 of spades. Spades. Kevin Spacey. Poker. So then be like poker. Blackjack. I'm playing blackjack. 106 or whatever. Like
oh.
And then, too, what they'll also do is they already have numbers. Like, literally, like, one to them is, like, Kim Kardashian. So they think, okay, I see Kim Kardashian. Where is she? Next number. She's in Egypt. Kim Kardashian is in Egypt. Flip the next one. And then now they're, like doing a thing. Okay, number 17, things. Kim Kardashian is in Egypt drinking blood. Next one. Naked. Next one.
Yeah.
Like, with
just
and then
wild
wacky
story.
And but the thing too is they build it like a maze almost in their mind, and so when they go to recite it they literally visualize themselves. Okay, I'm in Egypt, there's Kim Kardashian, she's drinking her blood, you walk past her and you go through this whole memory thing you've created. Uh-huh. And so that's how they're like Katy Perry, okay, so that's 17, she's drinking blood, and just goes through this whole thing, and they can just create these spaces that they think of, go right in, and that's how they remember everything.
Well, I would do that with like memorizing dates and like a test or something. Like 1776 was the day we gained our Declaration of Independence or whatever. And then 1776, there's 76 people signing the Declaration of Independence. That's not truly what happened, but that's a way I would try and remember it.
Yeah, so I forget the exact reason why this works so well, but the one thing they talk about is you have to disassociate it from reality. Otherwise, like, it'll really mess with you if your memories are normal. So you're like, that's my mom. Walking, that's my mom. Like, because apparently it just messes with you. Uh-huh. So it needs to be stuff that's just wild. Mm-hmm. Like, never's going to happen, or just really strange, or like a series of events together that just make no sense. Because the more bizarre, too, the more likely you are to remember it. Because, like, oh, it's my mom watching TV. Or it's
Kim Kardashian in Egypt drinking blood.
Yeah, something like that. So which one's easier to remember immediately, mm-hmm. especially if you just need to recite that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could recite it just now and you made it up. Yeah,
exactly. So, because like for me right now, I can picture it. I can picture Kim Kardashian in Egypt drinking blood.
Naked.
But like that's immediate. I could already like, you know, see that. Yeah. And for them, that's half of it. And the other half is remembering what you assign. But it's literally just like assigning one, the number one, to red, the color red, something like that. Mm-hmm. Something. And then you just do this whole
thing. So they do this in their sleep or like?
No, they just train and.
That's crazy.
They're able to do some crazy stuff. Like, it's crazy what we're actually capable of when we do something like that. Because we think, like me, my memory sucks. But I guess if I were to go through something like this, like training, because there was a guy who did a whole story. I forget where it is. He might have written a book about it. Mm-hmm. But he did that and he like came to this competition. I was like, I don't get it. How do you do this? And I think for a year he was like tutelage. And in a year, he placed like fifth in the competition or something. Oh, so it's he went and then had someone train him and he did this visual memory
thing. That's cool. Because it's not something like you're born with. Because when you think of that, it's like a photographic memory or like something that you're not born with.
It's just.
You can train.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because it's very similar to what some people do with like sleeping or certain spaces. So for me, I have this place in my mind that I go to when I listen to this song when I go to sleep.
Like, when you go to this place, do you physically, like, see yourself and, like, you're in a place?
Yeah, like, my eyes are closed, and I imagine myself, it's on a porch, and looking out at the porch, it's dark, yeah. but I can see the rain, but there's nothing else, because the details don't matter. It's, like, black beyond the porch, mm-hmm. but it's not scary, but there's rain. I hear the rain, I see the rain. Behind me, there's a door, there's two windows, shutters, it's like a white...
like white house. Like a southern kind of yeah. like plantation home.
I'm on the porch. I'm like leaning on the porch.
Are you rocking in a chair?
Nope. Okay. I'm just out there chilling. I think I'm actually out there smoking a cigarette.
Really?
Yeah, which
wow.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like just this mood that I just think of noir. Well,
cigarettes makes you cooler.
But I think of like the noir, like...
Like 40-20s, yeah. like...
So, I mean, I don't do that. I don't suggest anyone does it. But, like, yeah. in this thing, I'm sitting there, like, smoking. Mm-hmm. The door behind me is creaked open just a little bit. Lights peeking out. And on the windows, the orange light is, like...
Like, beaming
like
through.
Coming out, yeah. And I can vaguely see shapes and people moving...
In the house?
In the house, if I look back.
Like, a triangle walks by the mirror?
And then I hear, like, faint people just kind of talking. But then I hear the Frank music... As if it's playing in that room and everyone's in that room.
Uh-huh. Okay, see, now you're going so far deep and you just lost me 2 minutes ago because I'm already thinking about, wow, you remember that one time in high school when I looked stupid?
I was on the... Anyway, I'm in the porch and I hear the Frank Sinatra song. And that's just serene. And then next thing I know, I'm asleep.
But so do you go from that to a dream? Like, well, how does
I just
your,
fall asleep.
So you don't dream?
Well, I mean, dreams, everyone dreams some degree.
But do you dream?
It just depends on when you wake up in your sleep cycle, usually, if you remember your dreams.
So, but like what I'm at, so like you're in that place, right? And once you fall asleep,
yeah, I'm not dreaming of that.
Do you lose that place now?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know, but I can't remember dreaming that specifically.
That's it. I mean, this sounds incredible, but it also sounds like it isn't exactly suited for every single brain.
No, I'm sure.
I would love for that.
I would love for that, but my mind is pretty much always constantly racing. So if I were to think about that situation, as soon as I'm done with that whole simulation, I'd be like,
"Right now I'm awake. I'm still awake.
Why am I so fucking stupid?"
I'd be like, "Why did I just think about that?" And like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, just like not falling asleep, and now I'm just fixated on like.
Well, for me, the trick is it's an hour loop. Uh-huh. So the song just loops over and over and over.
So it's like chill hop. It's like, oh, yeah.
So if I start to lose it,
okay.
Yeah. So if I start to lose it, it'll be like, Blimey, it'll start over and then I can repicture myself. I can like refocus.
Is Fly Me to the Moon scene. Like the specifics? So on YouTube, if you look up Fly Me to the Moon, rainy.
Wait. But it's in another room and it's raining. I think that's like literally the title. And
I
it's
can't
an hour
wait
long.
To go to the comment section and be like, Mr. Fruit, I'm here because of Mr. Fruit.
I mean, it might not work for everyone, but I'm saying like you should look into this whole mental.
See, like even now my mind is like, oh, this reminds me of Jessica, only child, Illinois, Chicago, classmate, Kim Jin Mo, he's your cousin.
And now I'm like, wait, now great. I'm lost on that. Now I'm not asleep, and now I'm singing a song by Frank.
Well, anyway.
But so, and that's why when we brought up the sleep deprivation, what is it called?
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, wait, yeah.
The whole point is I'm talking
sick.
About my, I'm
yeah,
sick.
You're sick. Bitch, you're sick.
So anyway. Point is,
this is why this works for you but doesn't work for me and Rob, because look where we're at now.
This is the podcast, like what else do you expect at this point? But anyway, so I'm sick, I'm listening shit. To this, I fall asleep, I'm like, okay, we got this. Mm-hmm. Q 50 minutes later, I wake up, sweats. Ugh. And I just like go like, babe, she's like, I'm here, because I thought it was late, I'd only been asleep for like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you got your trash can.
She's like on her phone. I'm here.
Yeah. I was like, you got to get a trash can. So she goes to get a trash can. Like, oh, I am.
Bless her heart, man.
I'm about to puke. Like, same thing. I feel like I got to the bathroom. She's a saint. Mm-hmm. And
she puts you over the toilet. She pulls your ponytail back. Yeah, she's like, girl, you're doing amazing.
It's going to be okay. She's like stroking my back. Like, it's fine. She brings that stuff. And I'm just sitting there. I have like the chills, shakes, but I'm like hot flashes. Like, I'm just going through it all. I'm nauseous. Jeez, man. And so. It's a long night. And at one point, it was so bad, we thought urgent care wasn't open. So mm-hmm. the only other option was to go to the ER. Uh-huh. And we almost went. But I just got through it enough to finally get back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Wake up next morning, feeling better. I'm like, thank God. Okay, I think it's gone.
What time is it? Like when you?
I slept in a lot. Like 10 a.m. I slept something.
Like a normal sleep for Rob.
Well, I mean, I went to bed at 8, yeah, I think. So even with some of the stuff, it was somewhere around like 12 hours 14. Or something. Yeah. So wake up and I'm like, all right, I'm feeling okay. Get out of bed. I was like, I got to get the podcast up.
Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. I got to get the video together because I was going to do it the night before, but obviously mm-hmm. whole event. So I start compiling it, sitting at my desk. And sure enough, like all the symptoms just start like bop, bop, like the nausea, dizziness, the headache. It's all coming back. So I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I'm like literally like in Premiere, like just come like rendering it out.
Like every key you do, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like you press K and it's like, yeah.
So needless to say, I barely got it out, but I did. That's why I forgot to put like, hey, this is why this. And then there was something else I didn't put in and all this stuff. It's just like, it's a miracle it got up. I did that, went right back into bed.
Well,
it got
you
worse.
Go to urgent care? Like, yeah.
Well, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to lie down. Like, this got to pass. And it was getting right back to how it was the night before. So I was like, I'm over this. Like let's go to urgent care. So I can figure out mm-hmm. what the fudge is going on.
It's like
on
right over there, right?
Yeah. I have an urgent care really close. So we go there.
Planned on it, by the way.
Yeah. And they do a whole bunch of tests. It's not the flu or anything because the symptoms kind of looked like the flu or food poisoning.
Did they ask you if you had been to Wuhan or like anything like that? Okay, so they didn't.
No, I mean, none of the symptoms I was even presenting are like the coronavirus you would even look at. Yeah. So they did those tests. But the big thing was like, as nauseous as I was, I never puked. And I wish to God I did. There's like that point of nausea where you're just like, get it over with.
Yeah.
Please.
Unless it's like you don't have anything in your stomach and that's when like you throw up bile. Yeah, like that's the worst part.
But
like,
when you're just nauseous and it gets to the point where it's like, I know I'll probably feel better if I just throw up. So mm-hmm. just do it. Mm-hmm. Get it over with. But it never happens. And then I felt like I had to go to the bathroom really bad and have like diarrhea.
Yeah. Hot snakes.
Nothing. And those are like the two big things that were missing from either food poisoning or flu.
Yeah.
And then they tested all that stuff. It wasn't that. So apparently they thought it was two, because it's rare to get migraine episodes back to back. But they mm-hmm. thought it was just two migraine episodes back to back. And people present symptoms differently, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a butt shot. Never gotten a butt shot before.
Why? Okay.
Hurt.
Why in the butt?
So there was specifically that one. It was supposedly you put it into muscle. And I guess like the butt, that's the best part to do it. If you want to get straight into the muscle.
I mean, I do have a lot of muscle on my butt.
Cause then there was another drug I could have taken but you have to do like fat, and it's like you either do like the bottom of your stomach, I guess, or like the like something on your arm. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But so I did the butt shot, and I the thing is, give me a shot. I don't care. I'll take it. Needle. I just don't look at it. That's the key.
You just like.
But the little pinch, I know that. That sucks, but especially at that time, I was like, I'll take anything if it means I'm going to feel better. But apparently, Blair was watching, and the dude was like, he put it in. I was like, ah, okay. But then he was having trouble getting it all in or something. And so then I was like, ah. I was like, ah. Ow. Oh. It was like 20 seconds.
Is this just, like a thick needle or like?
I don't know. I didn't look. That's my thing. I just don't look. Like, do whatever you got to do. I'm just not going to look.
I just don't look.
And then he comes out and he's like, he like makes me hold this thing. And I'm like, my butt is bleeding right now. And he puts a band-aid on. He's like, all right, you can go ahead and sit. And I go to sit. And it's just like, just like sharp pain in my butt.
I don't think I've ever gotten a shot in the butt.
It went away in like a minute. And then I never felt anything after that.
What was that? What was it they injected you with?
Toradil, I think.
Toradil.
Something like that. It's apparently like.
Totodile.
Omega anti-inflammatory. Like Motrin. On Motrin.
So that's supposed to make your brain like pew, like not swell or like.
Don't ask me exactly what, but it's supposed to help with pretty much every symptom I was having. And it worked.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't had an episode that. Okay, I'm not gonna ask you. Hey, have you had an episode? Because every time I ask you, hey, has this happened? Then it happens.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I'm gonna wake up tonight just. God. And the thing too, the worst part about it. Is just the anxiety. Because like that night, even after getting the shot, I was like, I'm kind of feeling like twinges. And I was like, if I go to sleep, I know I'm just going to wake up in an hour and it's going to be horrible. So then there's that anxiety. Like, I don't even want to like.
See, now you're like me and Blue every night. We're like, oh man, there's no way we're going to be able to sleep right now.
Welcome
like,
to our natural state.
But then I turn on Frank. And
that's cool. That's super cool. Like I turned on Dave Chappelle last night. I need like background noise. I like to have like a TV on.
I like the white noise of my fan.
Oh, see, but that's another, like, if I hear, like, a tick, tick. Like,
well, no, I mean, I have, like, I have the
yeah, it's like,
ceiling fan, but then I have the other plug-in fan that's just like,
too much noise.
What were you going to say?
The best thing for me is personally just white noise in general. Focusing on white noise usually helps a little bit.
Yeah.
But it has to be only white noise, because if I hear anything... Like in on the process of going to sleep, I'm awake again.
Like what? Like what?
As soon as I hit sleep, I'm out. 8 hours, 10 hours, easy.
But it's getting
on the way. Like it's like you're at like 100. Like, you're like, it's like downloading like a fucking 10 gigabyte game, and you're right at 9.8, and it's like, oh, there's a I just heard a door open. Well, 0%.
No, it's like a YouTube processing a video.
Oh my god!
It's like you're the 95 to the 100%,
and it just sticks at 95%. You're like, I'm almost there, and then upload error.
Yeah. All right, let's try it again.
Yeah, go again. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm the same way. Like, if I can get to sleep, that's pretty much it. I'm normally that's it. I'll wake up 8 hours. See ya.
Yeah, I need like, what's like white noise to me? I always thought white noise was like, remember that scary movie that came out called White Noise? And it was like they were trying to contact ghosts through like static.
Oh my god, that's static.
Okay, so that's not white noise.
White noise is literally like sounds that you don't even notice, like the fan when you're playing video game or something, like your fan on your room, or like the sound of like cars on the freeway outside of your house, like if you're like kind of close to a freeway.
That makes sense.
Like just kind of like that drone that you already
like
that you
waves
know is there,
on the ocean,
but you don't notice until like you're actually like, oh yeah, I hear that.
Until you're like fixated on that noise.
Yeah, so like hearing my fan is just, I know it's my fan, but it's like I always hear it, so it's not like a sound that's like intrusive.
What the hell was that?
I don't know if you can hear this, but this is like the default white noise you're thinking about, which is just like a.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, ew. Like, get that away.
Like,
that doesn't
make
me want to sleep at all. What? Who loves that?
I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
That helps you sleep.
Oh, that's music to my ears.
Oh my god. See, okay, then maybe like I only like TV white noise then or something, because like when Sydney and I like slept, our roommate had a clock and like on the room, and if we were and everything was off, yep, it'd be...
That's why
okay,
I hate
yeah, that
no
would drive
noise.
Me crazy.
Yeah, I can't do no noise.
So that's not white noise.
No,
but
if you know, if you're like,
but that is white noise if I'm like
But you notice it.
Yeah, I'm fixated on it.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's not white noise.
So white noise is something you want in the background, but you don't fixate on it? Like, yeah. Okay.
I mean, for a lot of people, like, white noise can be having a TV on.
That's just, my white noise.
Like, maybe it's, ideally, too, it's something you've already seen. So it's just, like, reruns of Office or something. Yeah.
Yeah!
And so it's just, like...
Exactly.
It's something you can fixate on, but it's not something you naturally are just, like, oh, my God, it's taking all my attention away.
Yeah. Like, that clock, that would do it for me.
Well, and then... I never ever slept with sounds or anything until Guardian Con that one year when we shared a room together. And I would literally go in the room and there was a monsoon going on. Like there was like lightning storm and fucking waves. And then Christian. And then like, oh, dude, that's the worst. If I'm in a room, if I'm in a house with somebody who snores, I won't sleep. I will not sleep. And like
some white noise, buddy.
It got so bad at TwitchCon with Shark because Shark needed a place to stay. And I was like, Shark, I got a room, dude. I was like, you're in. And like, we like shared a bed together and we go to bed and he falls asleep before me. And it's just literally like just the loudest snoring I've ever heard. I had to go sleep in the bathtub. Because I was like, I am not
curled up. Like,
I am not going to be able to sleep because all I will fucking think about the whole time is how I want to punch Shark in the face. And then, like, sometimes, like, I would get so over. I'm sorry, Shark, if you're listening, but I'd be sleeping, then I'd push him really hard, and I'd like, so he'd like kind of wake up. And then I'd like, he'd be like, huh? I'm like, okay, I took a knife and stabbed him a little bit. All right, I got 3 minutes. Like, I got 3 minutes here. But that was because I'm like, all right, you got 3 minutes, Rob. You got to fall asleep here because if Shark doesn't fall asleep. And then I'm like, fuck, it's been five. Like, ah. So, like, with snoring, man, like, nah, I can't. Like, that's the one thing that if there's going on, I can't sleep at all.
I can't sleep until we do this ad break either.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back. This episode of GG Over Easy for all you sleepers out there.
What is this world that we live in?
Which should
I know you've gotten that ad.
All of you.
What is this world that we live in? It's like some YouTube thing. Like, it's one of those, like, because I like to watch YouTube videos when I sleep too. And it's like one of those ads that's like 5 minutes long, but it's like some dude talking very calmly to you. So you end up just listening to an ad for 5 minutes.
Here's an idea with some of the sleeping problems you guys have. Mm-hmm. There's a lot you can do to combat it. Like, one of them is like no screen time an hour before you go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then another one is like, if
I'm
you can.
Though, I need my.
But like the other thing is like, if you can separate, like the only thing you do in your bed is sleep. Like, you don't stay there. Well, okay. I mean, two exceptions.
All,
you know what I'm
buddy.
Saying?
I've been a bat,
yeah. But like,
I've tried it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. But
the thing that has helped the most is separating where I sleep from where I work.
Yeah, I was gonna say like easily separating the bed.
That has helped me sleep longer through, like when I fall asleep. I tried everything. I've gone like melatonin. I've put my phone in a different room, so like I just go to sleep when I.
Oh.
My room is only my sleep room.
Yeah. See, Blue's done it all. He knows all about it.
My computers are right there.
No, for me, like, that's why I hated the dorm, because it was like time to go to bed. All right, climb up 3 feet and I'm there.
Yeah.
I just can't do the same. Like, I'm right there, so it just never feels
like a cool down from my screen.
Yeah, and so it never feels like a flip of a switch. It's not like, oh, okay, it's bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I go into my bedroom now, it's like, okay, it's bedtime.
Yeah, I sleep here.
I also did an experiment in high school where when I went to bed, I play jazz. No vocals, just like jazz, smooth jazz and stuff. And you'll just play that when I go to sleep. I would never listen to jazz otherwise. And soon enough, quicker and quicker, I'd start to hear jazz, that smooth jazz, and I'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it became a problem that I like jazz. So then I would hear jazz, and I would kind of start to get like sleepy, like in the middle of the day, because I've like started to train myself. Yeah,
I forget what that's called.
Conditioning.
That's it.
But I was like, I like jazz too much.
Mm-hmm. See,
but it did start to work.
See, and everyone's like, "Yeah, play some like really calm music." But then, like, if I like a song, I'm like, "Oh shit, this is a banger!"
Yeah,
oh, shit.
That's what
and
I do.
And then I can't fall asleep because like, I'm like into the song.
Yeah, you're sitting there like jamming, like, "Oh, this,
like, oh my god, this is a banger! Oh my god, drone sound number four. Dope. This part's kind of heat. Oh shit!"
And I was like, "I gotta Shazam this, yo."
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
And it's like, I hate that. And that's like, okay, now we're going to bring it to the deprivation tank.
Uh-huh.
That's why those things really scare me, because I'm in one complete darkness. Like,
well, right? We should say, so the whole reason this got brought up is because, well, I just messaged Rob out of nowhere, but I want us to do, and we'll talk about it on the podcast, maybe we'll film it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blue, if wants to, he can do it as well, down in San Antonio, maybe wait for Corona a little bit. But do this if you want, and then we can talk about our experience. I want to, one, do the deprivation tank, and then I also want to do cryotherapy.
I think that's sweet. Yeah, I'm about the cryotherapy. I'm really about that.
And the reason is, I've just heard so many different things from people who are like, it's either love or hate, and it's like all in, like, it's the greatest thing I've ever done, or like, I wouldn't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Deprivation tank, for those that don't know.
Yeah, you can explain it.
You go into essentially like a little capsule.
Yeah.
Like a pod.
Looks like a Tamagotchi, like a giant Tamagotchi that like opens.
It's like Raditz just landed on Earth.
Yeah.
Except his drop pod is full of
high
water containing a lot of salt. So it's very buoyant. The whole point is you go in, it's filled pretty high with this really salty water. And there might be some other stuff in it. Who really knows? But you go in there, and then they close it, and there's no light in there. It's just black, dark. And then you lie there in the water.
And you float.
And you just float. And because of the buoyancy, you don't have to do anything. You just lie like you're floating on top. So you can't see. You can't, technically don't have really any orientation. You can't touch anything.
You can't
just
see.
Floating.
You forget which way is up, down.
Yeah. So like, you're just. It feels like you're just floating in space.
All sense of like.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think it's technically called sensory deprivation.
That's
tank.
It.
Yeah. And so you go there, and it's usually like there's probably times like 30 minutes, but I know like typically it's like an hour. You just lie there for an hour, and that just sounds so much fun.
Oh, see, no, that sounds terrifying to me, because then it's like I'm in a dark place, and then you're not supposed to sleep, right? Like they don't.
I don't know.
I've heard they don't want you to sleep while you do a sleep like tank, because then like you lose like the experience of it.
Well, I mean, same like a massage. Try not to fall
asleep. Yeah. So like. I just imagine I would just be sitting in a dark room with my thoughts. I don't like that. Like, that freaks me out. Because then, like, like they say you can hear, like, your own, like, heartbeat. You can hear, like, blood flow. And, like, you can hear all this.
Well, I don't know about that. I know that happens when you're in complete soundproof room. Like, there's some rooms where that, like, are near complete soundproof. I don't know if there's any near here. But I know there's like a college, for instance, that goes in. That's the quietest place on earth. That you go in there, and it's so quiet. You hear your heartbeat.
You hear your blood.
Like you hear your heart. Yeah, you'll start to hear your blood. Like it's just.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that one might drive me crazy.
But like, just like it freaks me out. But like, I can see how you think it's cool because of your whole Frank Sinatra.
I feel like that only drives you crazy if you're unaware of what's happened. Like if you hear something and you're, because there's some places that people like can only stay for like 15 minutes, and it's like a sound chamber where like there's not even white noise, and just you could hear crazy. Everything. You could hear your blood moving, you could hear like, and people are like, oh, I can't do this. But like, people who stay in there for a long time are always people who are aware, like, oh, that's my blood moving.
Yeah, maybe it helps to just know.
But I think the cryotherapy one is super sick. Like, I would love to try that.
See, yeah, so I would love to do the deprivation tank.
Hey,
but I would hate to do the cryotherapy.
Why is that?
Because everyone's like, oh yeah, it gets mad cold. And I hate being See, I like the cold, but once it gets to a certain degree, then I am extremely uncomfortable.
See, I hate the cold unless I'm like having my body recovered. Like one of my favorite things I used to do when I was playing soccer was ice baths. Yeah. Oh, I loved ice baths. I hated ice baths the second I got into them, but like 2 or 3 minutes in and all that, oh, it's great. Like I love how it makes me feel.
Well, that's like when I tried cold showers.
That's different.
It's pretty rough.
You're a freak.
I only last about a month. And even then, I was impressed.
I tried one time because you told me to try it out.
Well, the thing is, you got to...
One shower.
You got to commit. Because like the moment, too, you go back to another one. Because the thing is, you kind of forget what a normal shower is. Like, this is just my life now.
Yeah.
But the moment you get it, you're like, what am I doing? Like, I can't go back.
Well, and then, like, the problem is, too, is when you do a cold shower, you're not supposed to just jump in, like, and then I'm out. Like that.
Just
you're
like
supposed to
back.
Like take a shower. You're supposed to be nice with it. And no, I can't do that as I'm.
Well, see, so the thing that I did that helped was what you have to do is you have to sit there and then be mindful. Like the thing I like about a cold shower is you can't think about anything except I am cold. Like you get in there and it's just like, Jesus Christ, get me out of here. I am freezing. So then all you have to do is what you do is you try and quickly do the shower part, you know, wash yourself. But then the other part is, okay, now control your breathing. And you control your breathing when you're doing it. And if you're able to do that, it helps. You can almost like warm yourself up in a way. And then honestly, it just feels really good. But cryotherapy, I'm kind of with Blue. Like, honestly, it kind of sounds terrible. Because apparently it just gets like super, I don't know.
Well, it's like negative like 50 degrees,
yeah.
Yo.
And I don't know how long it lasts, but at the same time.
Fucked.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's kind of like me with a shot. Like, okay, I'm trading off this momentary like.
Comfort?
Yeah. Uncomfortableness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To
help me later.
Yeah, to have this payoff later.
Mm-hmm.
And like I can do that. Yeah.
That's how I go about the gym.
So I know if, okay, this is balls cold and I got to be here for a little bit. But then afterward, it might be that whole like, oh my God, that was the greatest thing I've ever done.
Well, do you do the steam room ever or like the sauna?
Well, my gym doesn't really have one.
Oh, okay.
I've done them though.
See, I love steam rooms. Like a steam room, I try and last like 15 minutes and I really try and like push myself because like, man, this sucks. Like, because like a sauna is great for like the first like 7 minutes, but then like, when you start like sweating a lot, dude, and like, it sucks. But yeah. I also like just love the feeling afterwards as I come out. It's like, oh, like.
Well, yeah. I like going in the steam room and just
mm-hmm.
in through the nose.
Oh, it's so nice. Through the mouth
and just control your breathing. Oof.
I've seen wizards in the steam room, bro. Old people love the sauna. When I go into a steam room, I make it a competition. I try and walk in with somebody.
I was worried you were going to say like a KKK wizard.
No, I like try.
A grandmaster.
I try and like walk in with somebody so I can like, all right, we got a 1v1. Let's go, bitch. Who can last the longest? Laugh. I'm not kidding you. One time I walked in with someone there, looked like Gandalf, bro. And I was like, all right, old man, let's go. And
you
so,
want
like,
this?
We got to like 15 minutes, dude, and I'm dying. And he hasn't moved. And he's just like this, like zen. Eyes closed, zen out, just breathing in. Fully nude, may I add. He was one of the...
I got to do a towel. I'm not quite comfortable enough to just...
No! Yeah. Like, put on a towel. I wish he did. Like, I'm not, like, over there, like, just looking at him, though. But, like, it's like, come on. I just don't... I'll never understand that about locker rooms. About boomers just cool about walking around locker rooms naked. Like...
I wish I was just that...
Free. Yeah, like, it's not that, like, I'm like, and... you don't look at my privates.
But it's just like,
I don't know. It's just easier to put, like, from the towel, like, and then I put on my boxers, like, and the towel is still on, and then I take the towel off, and I'm in my boxers. I just don't want to, like, I just don't want to make the, like, locker room jealous by my slightly above average wiener. Like, my bad. But I just never understand that. The confidence those old men have. I mean, they've seen two world wars, so, I mean, they don't give a shit.
Well, we'll try and figure this out, though. And at the very least...
I would love for us to do it.
Yeah, we'll try and do some of those.
We'll get you there, Blue.
We'll at least try and get Blue. We'll find something for you to do. At least the deprivation. You don't have to do the cryo.
Yeah, you don't have to do cryo if you don't want, but you're doing sleep deprivation.
Well, the cryo one, like that one is going to be some sort of physical discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a deprivation tank, like there's no...
It's more so mental.
Yeah, there's no real like...
Physical.
You don't have to hype yourself up for something. So,
how long do you normally go in a cryo like thing.
Cryothing? I don't know. I don't. That's the one I know less about. I know a lot more about the sensory deprivation tank, but I've just heard a lot of good things about cryotherapy. So I'm like,
yeah. Have you looked into like tanks around here? Like, are there?
Oh, no, I need to.
Okay, I'm in.
But yeah, if we do it, you guys will know. That'll be dope.
But you know what else is dope? If we actually read
our review.
Yeah. I almost said ad review again, but thank God you stopped me.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of this review from Hedrick Jimd.
You tried.
Well, I mean, you leave that.
Dude, don't
leave that name.
Which one am I looking at?
Right at the top. Hedrick, where by my thumb?
Oh, the bottom one is definitely something too.
Oh, yep, it's me. Yeah, I know. Hedrick Jimd. I don't know. Anyway.
Thanks, Hedrick.
Point is, titled Much Content, Very Spice. Rated 5 stars because Apple Podcast isn't ready for us yet.
They're not.
Much love to these guys, and it took me 27 episodes to write a review, so here it is. Memes, 9.
Okay.
Salt, 7.
Yeah, I'm not very salty on here. The Star Wars episode, though, is pretty pissed.
That's true. That's probably the entire 7.
Yeah, that's probably the 7.
Funny, 10. Stars, 9.
Hey.
Tangents, 37.
38 now after
I was going to say, it's episode. Probably lowball. There's got to be more than that. Thanks for making my Sunday just that much better.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hedrick.
Thank you for making our lives that much
for
better.
For listening and rating, and to all of those who do rate the podcast, we appreciate you. To all of our audio listener stands, thank you. Our video watcher stands, thank you.
We'll have 3-cam now.
I have been deciding we might have to move this to my second channel. We're going to see.
Okay. That's okay.
I feel like I might... It might start to be.
Yep, it might be that time.
YouTube chat. Just knows now. It's like
we may be moving
Sunday. It's like, oh God, here we go again. Like prepare.
Oh shit, here we go again.
It's like that Sea of Thieves meme.
Oh, where he's on like, the thing,
dump dump ba da dump dump da da dump dump. It's like Captain. He's like, yeah, shit. And then,
yeah,
and just blindsides the. That's kind of how it is.
And that's the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that is a
so catch good us video. On the other side chat or comment section. I don't know what really YouTube is. Is it chat or comment section?
I don't know. If you say chat, I feel like people just think we're live.
Yeah, and we're not. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe
one day. Maybe one day. Kind of sketch.
But then they're gonna like hear all the parts that we always have to edit out, you know, where we're
like when we
and then when you said
yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said...
Well, and then like when people like are like, oh, they cut something out. No, it's normally Christian's computer fucking froze and we had to figure that out. They're like, oh.
Have we ever mentioned that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
I do my best to like mask it during audio or video.
I try to, but...
I usually clean up yours too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just screw it. Like we're just taking this chunk out because my computer, for whatever reason, about every hour and a half, it just freezes for like 10 seconds. So sometimes... We'll just be having a conversation, and then just in the recording side, I see just nothing for 10 seconds. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, well, now I got to make this make sense. Because then it goes from like, yeah, and then...
And then I was thinking of Frank's,
and then it's just like, what?
Because then Blue can't hear anything we're doing, because then we're frozen, and then Blue's like, wait, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, or he's just...
It happens a lot, and I just really hope that it doesn't happen at an important time.
Yeah, Blue's nice, too, and sometimes he'll just be like, yeah, whatever.
Well, and then, like, we know where it is because in the audio, there's just a big gap.
Just nothing.
It's like, oh, there it is.
I like to think we're a little bit better at keeping a conversation going than just 10 seconds of...
Speaking about keeping something going...
I was
going
to let that go for 10 seconds.
Speaking about keeping something going, I'm really...
Da-da-dun, da-da-dun. Is that what I think of?
Oh, no, I was actually going to bring up something that we can do very, very shortly.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm interested in what you guys think of it. And it's kind of like gaming related, so. Trials of Osiris.
Are we even a gaming podcast?
Are we going to play Trials? Or like, I mean,
the question is up to you guys.
I mean, I'm down to get content, but I'm not going to like play. You know what I mean? Blue, are you going to play Trials or just content?
I'm not gonna play Trials because I like it. I'm gonna be honest.
You're not gonna play.
I've played Trials
all.
So much before, and this is just the same thing, just with ooh, look, I can use spare actions now, and also Gedeos. Like
Or
Trials is cool, but I'm not gonna be like, I love Trials. I've played Trials a million times. It's the same song and dance every single weekend.
Hey, nothing will ever live up though to that triple collateral you got.
That was sick. That was
tight.
I was in that game. That was.
I feel like that's
on stream too.
I feel like that's just Trials. You're looking for that one moment, of one game,
and that's sick. But that wasn't even my favorite Trials moment. My favorite Trials moment was when you did your first ever stream on Twitch.
Oh, I thought you were going to make fun of me with my...
Oh, KD, I was going to say that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Well, that's number two.
That's my favorite.
I can't remember your KD with this.
Oh, no, that was super hype, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, your final card...
Yeah,
Yeah, your very first stream, and then like you were, I think we lost like on the seventh, or because when we had our boons, I think we lost like on the fifth one, and we lost our boon, and you were like, oh,
was it us three stream?
It was us three, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't remember this.
Wow. And Free was like, oh, dude, we're gonna lose my very first stream. I have 10,000 people watching. They're gonna,
I wish I had 10,000.
Dude, they're gonna think I suck. And then me and Rob were just like so positive, and we managed to pull it out.
You guys were.
We took that pic on Mercury. I'll have to find that picture. It's somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's somewhere on Twitter. Someone do some digging, please.
But you guys were good friends. You're picking me up. Like, nah, dude, like, we got this.
Yeah, I'm surprised I was like that. I was probably like,
I feel like now I got to be like, come on, Rob. Like, no, Rob, it's okay.
Those are the moments that remind me when I need to. I could be really good at shooters, but 99.9% of the time, I just don't care enough to actually be good. So it just never turns out that way.
It's true. I think you sell yourself short. It's that thing. It's just like,
you're good when you want to be.
Yeah, Rob too.
No, I don't sell myself short. It's just hard for me to care sometimes.
Well, I mean...
That's just like me.
Yeah,
if I don't care about Rob something, right, I can't pretend like I care. Like I can't put in the effort. Yeah. I can't.
I was like a different tone. I was like, this is Fruit's first stream. We got to fucking pop the fuck off.
Oh. Dude.
So then I entered aimbot mode.
That was fun.
Dude. I totally forgot about that. 10,000 viewers.
Oh, you were like fourth on...
I was like third or fourth on like total viewers
and
on
then,
Twitch.
But League had like a something going on. So yeah. League was like at 180,000.
Man, I would have gone full time streaming, dude. Are you kidding me? I wish I kept those numbers.
Yeah, so
but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll make a video, right?
Well, that's why at the very least one we're gonna get first weekend.
But if you guys get us a million views, we'll do another one. Like we'll do another.
Okay, so yeah, that's if you want another one, million views.
Okay,
it's not that hard.
That works.
I have 1.7.
Yeah. So everybody just needs to watch once.
Yeah, not even a tenth of that is even going to hear this.
Yeah.
In fact, about a 20th. But
it's up to
you guys.
It's so funny that we're even talking about this.
To tell them.
I had someone in my stream last week when I was playing D2, and for some reason that day, like D2 director was popping, and this dude comes in, he was like, wait a minute, I think I remember you. And I was like, and I had this happen all the time when I played D2. It's not even like a one or two time thing. So like, wait a minute. Blue Westlaw, you're on that guy Mr. Fruit Channel, right? And I'm like, yeah, we still like videos.
We're still there.
He's just like, oh, I used to love you guys, Trials. I used to love you guys when you got on D1. And I was like,
I was in CS:GO the other day, and I had like somebody type into the thing like, oh, I used to love your Destiny 1 videos. I was like, oh, we're still making videos. And he's like, sweet.
Like, I didn't ask. All right.
But he's like, when did I ask?
I kind of wanted him to say that, so I kind of laid it up. I was like, please just fucking smack this out of here. And he did. And I was like, perfect.
God. I mean, that's true. That's the tough part about knowing, like, of my 1.7, like, who subbed? Who are the people who subbed for what game and are literally there
Can
for
you not
that
see
game?
That, like, metric at all?
No.
Oh, that's...
That's, like, impossible, really, to...
Oh, that'd be sick.
It would be nice, though, because, like, one, two, like... I'd almost be fine if they just purged them.
Just purged them?
Like, complete. Like everyone that is only ever going to watch a D1 video. Guess what? D1's gone. So just...
Yeah, just get them out of here. I see what you're saying. Like, the people who subscribe during the D1 phase.
Yeah.
Who's only there for that phase. Okay.
That's such a unique time period, though, for D1. Like,
it was.
For nobody...
It was like Fortnite.
It was like Fortnite-level explosion for people. And... Yeah.
Well, not quite. Not Fortnite level, but Fortnite-esque.
Yes.
Fortnite level was
like, I would say it's like Overwatch. It was like Overwatch. Like, they were both, very hype.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably like Overwatch. And then it's just crazy to think about, because you look at like what we had back then, I mean, and we still have it. It's just like the level of reach back then, just because it was Destiny, was ridiculous.
Like, I remember, like, when we would upload a Dream Team video, and then like the next day would come and be like 250,000 views. I was like, a little slow.
Like, man.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be a little funnier.
Like, no shade to like current Destiny content creators, but it's like someone's like, oh, this D2 video hit 200,000 views. Oh, dude, this video is going viral. But like for us back then, it was like, ooh, that's a
if you could really go back
numbers.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, all right, we're not doing a sequel to that. Like, we gotta think of something else.
Would you go? Well, if you could go back and tell Destiny 1 fruit YouTuber anything, what would you say?
I don't know if I really change anything.
You,
if I were you, I wouldn't change anything. You did the absolute correct thing.
Because the only thing would be like, do more Destiny, but then I'm gonna get stuck in it, and I would be here right now with D2, being like, help me.
See, but you're beyond just Destiny. You don't.
Damn right.
Destiny.
Damn right you are. Damn fucking right. And I'm proud.
If anything, Modern Warfare has been. If anything, Call of Duty stuff has been infinitely more popular than Destiny stuff on your channel over the past couple of years.
Well, I also like that you're able to upload like Jackbox or exactly. Fun Employed. Like, those kind of videos are the ones that I enjoy the most. And I think I even as like, I normally don't watch your videos, especially if like I'm in it, because I fucking hate my voice. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
It's beautiful. Don't worry.
No, I really hate it. Like, I'm just like, ugh. But when we do a fun game like Fun Employed or any of those, dude, I watch those all the time. Like the Pokemon game we did, oh, I watched that video probably all the time.
Oh, the Pokemon Master
one?
Yeah, really?
I watched that all the time.
That was a nightmare.
Because like, I like when we get to that point where it's like, us just throwing the dice, just moving.
And then literally, I cut out like 40 minutes of that too. Because there was one point where, we just like stopped talking. It's like, okay,
I still really want to play that game, IRL.
Just back to grinding. Like, yeah, we should. That was so much fun.
We should get this sequel and played IRL or something for fun.
Well, like a board game night, like, because now Datto's like trying to find things to do outside of Destiny 2 or something like that, so just like a board game night or something. Like, those are so much fun, and like the fact that we can like upload those and like have fun is sick.
I'm glad I'm able to do that. Like, that's the biggest, like, I think I tweeted about it this morning.
You did.
I'm just happy that, like, literally from this point on, I could never post another Destiny video. But my career wouldn't be over.
Yeah.
Might not see as much growth and stuff. But that's
okay. But your sanity and like your mental health is way more important than a view at the end of the day.
So it's tough though, like February. I mentioned in a video recently, and I told you, like, February is my worst month view wise in like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird, because 2 months ago it was one of your best, and yeah, it's just like algorithm, like 100%.
And the thing is, I can't really.
These are the worst months of YouTube as well. Like,
yeah, I mean,
these are always the worst lulls.
It's getting more saturated too. And at this point, the algorithm, it's so hard to keep up with. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as I think, like, okay, I think I know. I think I know. It's different. So it's like, you can never stay on top of it.
I feel like that even applies to gaming. Like, I feel like gaming, like, the algorithm is just far less fruitful toward it, just genre wide at certain points of the year.
Well, I don't even know if Fortnite videos are doing well anymore. Like, I don't even know what that's like.
I just
like.
Don't keep up. I know they were having a lull recently, right before Chapter 2 or Season 2, whatever they called it.
Mm-hmm.
I know most creators were complaining, especially since they implemented skill-based matchmaking. Because a lot of creators were also like,
why?
Well, the big problem for a lot of creators, too, who did Fortnite stuff, a lot of them like to do goofy stuff and try and do well. But then,
you,
when it's skill-based matchmaking, you can no longer
especially
troll.
In Fortnite.
Yeah, you can no longer troll build or like set traps, blah, blah. And it's just, so I know for a lot of people that what turned a lot of people off, but well, I mean, it's still doing well.
We can hope like Valorant, or how do you say it?
Valorant. That's good. Let that
here,
be.
Here
let that
are
be
my
the,
eggs.
Yeah, please. Like, it's really.
That game looks sweet.
Like Blue mentioned, Call of Duty's been pretty good. But aside from that, before that would be Overwatch, and then before that I would say Destiny. That are like
Rust, maybe?
Well, no. Actually, if you look back to it view-wise, Rust really didn't do that well.
First
season
did,
yeah. But then second, which was fantastic.
Second is my favorite.
Second was some of the best content we've
on
ever
YouTube.
Put out.
Yeah. I think that's
some of the best content on YouTube, I would agree.
All done in 7 hours.
Yeah, same day too.
May I add?
None of it was scripted. It was more. It was more like. It was all like. What's the word? It was all improv.
Spontaneous.
Like,
yeah. Like it was just nothing. Well, like we happened to run past Dork and
we would lead stuff on. And like improv it, but it was never, there was never like, oh, you have to say this. Oh, you have to say this.
The only thing that was planned in that whole thing was Christian going, stand on that rock and I'm going to do the Pride Rock Casa Venia thing. That was
yes, pretty much it.
It.
Well, that and when we got teleported on top of the shipment container
and they
like killed you. That was like the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the only two planned things.
That was as on rails adventure it got. But
it was all over the fucking place. Was so cool.
We just wanted a little story. It was like, how do we like final fight? Up. I gotta like avenge Rob. Sure. Yeah. We need Rob to die.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was pretty much it.
I was like, sure. I was like, as long as I can like watch this. And then I had like an angle of like 40 people running down a beach to like a planet that had like 20.
Fruit's perspective is so tight because you start seeing the bullets come in and it's like, oh shit, this is war. Holy shit.
Dude.
And I don't know if I've ever laughed harder like rewatching a video because I had to rewatch that series when Fruit is in the last room and
is it when Dork pops out?
Yeah,
oh, and
he kills Dork because Dork pulls out a rocket launcher. And then I'm like, no. And then we're like going through this dramatic thing. And then Dork respawns.
He's walking.
He comes
out
the door. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I have to shoot him. And I'm like, oh, sorry about that.
That's some content, oh man. God, all done in like 6 or 7 hours.
I wish we could recreate that magic.
And then like we were done. Like, all right, guys, see you later.
Yeah, I was like, all right, it was a long day. Well, I'll get the editing. And... but yeah, I just don't think. So anyway, view-wise, there's like different games that I wish... Because the problem is, FPSs will do pretty well. Shooters.
Mm-hmm. Normally.
Yeah. Or like one-offs can usually do pretty well. But then other genre games usually have a hard time. I do have like a... I know I have a consistent fan base. That like no matter what I upload, at least like 50,000
people.
We
love you, Stans.
Yeah.
We love you.
At least like 50,000 people that no matter what will show up.
Yeah.
And it's weird to think that that's not a lot. But well, when I say 50,000...
Dude, think about that. That's like half of Invesco Field Mile
more than
High.
Half, yeah.
Yeah, about like 60 to 65% of that stadium full.
That's crazy to think.
It's
so that's
insane.
Why I have to like put it in perspective.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about like Dream Team, it's so hard because back then it was like, this video only has 200,000 views. Like we got to... And to think that would be like 24 hours.
Seriously.
And now if I hit something for 200,000, I'm like, that... Battlefront general.
Or like the Modern Warfare like 2v2 that we did.
Oh, that tournament, which we still haven't done a sequel on.
I mean, we tried.
Admittedly. I'll pull the curtain back here.
We
haven't had time to try since.
We couldn't capture that lightning in a bottle twice.
We had like an hour one night to do the tournament.
On stream too. Like I was streaming that night too.
Yeah, and so we tried well, that was the first one. So then tournament came out again. In that first one, we're like, all right, let's just do tournament. First go, just sweep everybody.
Let's do it again.
I was like, easy. So it comes back again because it'd been away for months. And that video at this point has like 1.4 million views or something.
God,
and that was in December. So for me, like no matter who that's viral.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was like, we need a sequel.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, they took it away though for a couple months. So I was like,
bastards.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, we got to do another one. So it came back a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago or something. Rob and I had like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I forget what we were doing, but it's like, all right, let's try and knock this out.
Yeah.
And it was really late.
I think I had to like edit the podcast or something afterwards
I don't know. But it was going well.
Mm-hmm.
First like four games, sweeping. One of them straight up like 6-0. We're getting great plays. Like we're feeling it.
Yeah.
Again.
Talking shit because everyone's like, oh my God, these guys actually think they're good.
Yeah.
Like,
then we get the finals or something.
No, it was like semis.
Oh, semis?
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, they just pooped on us.
It was like 6-2.
That guy was also lagging a lot, though, too.
But it was like 6-2, just and we're like...
Demoralizing, because then it's like, fuck, we got to go all the way back.
And the thing, too, is like all that good stuff we just caught.
Yeah.
This is never going to be seen.
Gone.
So it's like, we'll retry, and then we lot. And it's just like...
And then we're like, fuck it.
Yeah. We haven't tried again.
So we'll try again at some point. But just know, if we win, that was our first game.
Yeah. First try.
You know what is still the most surprising to me, and I'm pretty sure it's still your most like viral video of all time, is how much people were into Overwatch gun games.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I am still so... I was still... Back, because you were telling us, you're like, oh my God, this this video's got like a million views. And we're like, wait, what?
Yeah, we're making more Gun Game.
When did that happen?
Did you come up with Gun Game or did somebody else come up with Gun Game?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I just kind of...
I think I might... No, I don't even remember. I know like some variations.
I think it would be like
comments.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do this, but go in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Or blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the original. I want to say I kind of...
Brought just it up in a sense. Like, it would be cool if Gunplay would
be
in
this.
Yeah,
I feel like that was always a suggestion that was floating around regardless.
Was Gun Game before or after Pokéwatch?
That's a good question. I think it was all just kind of going on.
At the same time.
So that was right around the time we were just like really playing a lot of Overwatch.
Yeah. Well, Overwatch was way more fun too because not only that, like we could just do custom games, which is way more fun than let's go sweat and comp. Yeah. I mean, I'm down to do that every now and then, but like it's way more fun just be like, let's dick around
and
custom.
And now you can do that like times a million now and we don't play it.
Well, that's the thing. Overwatch was just so popular and I talked about it and then just like... One month,
it fizzled out very, very quickly, and it wasn't even just like for one channel. It was just YouTube wide. Overwatch just really took a deep dive.
Yeah, I was like,
Seems like it's coming back though. I see a lot of people playing like Overwatch and stuff. More than people, I say people playing. I say going back probably.
I mean, I'll come back with Overwatch too for a little bit, but I don't see myself
Overwatch. God, I can't believe
quote-unquote Overwatch 2.
God. Yeah. If it is what they showed at BlizzCon, I'm going to be pissed. Hopefully they saw that and were like, okay, yeah,
As soon as they were like, yeah, you could play with Overwatch 1 players, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, like, what?
God. It's not even... So why are we even... Why? That's a whole other... just.
It just needs to be like League, like at that point. Like if you're just going to just make it a standalone game...
That's not a game that needs a sequel.
No.
Well, you need a big overhaul, I'll tell you that much.
But I think it was more so to save face with the whole China thing to make people forget about it.
I have no idea. But as long as Overwatch 2 custom game videos get a lot of views, that'll be dope. Because just messing around with friends and custom games.
That was so fun.
That's endgame.
Yeah, I really like... Overwatch custom games were a lot of fun because then we got Dork and Shark and everybody like really kind of enjoyed it. Arios. Like everybody really enjoyed playing Overwatch.
Like
just
like,
not comp. Like
Pokéwatch took over. That was crazy. That fizzled out like
way later. A
couple months though. It took a decent amount of
episodes. Over 10 episodes.
I wouldn't say it fizzled out because it just stopped getting like so many views. I think we just couldn't do it anymore. There was only so many times we could remix Pokemon Battle.
And then we don't want to be cringe at that point and like make it just beating a dead horse.
Like realistically, the idea is stupid. It's one of the dumbest ideas ever. And we carry it very hard with...
I think
we are carrying this.
I think...
But it was still fun. Like it was still a fun format.
Yeah. I think it was a mixture of us... It was like 90% us, like improving and carrying it, and then 10% like
the game.
Editing it. Well, I was like editing and piecing it together to help it flow a little bit better, or like help the audience understand. Mm-hmm. And then, my God, the overlays.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's the one thing I hate about Pokéwatch. I'm not kidding you. Like 8 hours just making every individual image for this overlay. I'm talking, there's like hundreds of photos I would need to make for just one episode. What was worse?
That or the Smash Tourney?
I don't know. Smash Tourney sucked.
What's the worst? Not worst, I guess, but the hardest video you've edited, or like you've like, I'm not doing this again.
Might be Smash Tourney, man.
Am I gonna have to edit Smash Tourney next year? I mean,
it sounded like it.
I mean, I'm down, but simultaneously, God, that's so much footage to send over Dropbox.
Oh my God, it would be forever. We'll have to find a way to streamline it, because I'm talking like five different camera perspectives, two or three different mics,
then gameplay,
which isn't... none of this is synced together because it's in different rooms, and then the people are stopping it when I didn't want them to. Like Blue and Dad, we were like, why does he want such large files? Because when I had like 10 little files, I'm like, Jesus. So I have to piece every single... Oh my God. It was like eight hours.
We should find a way.
You like literally turn like this as you're talking about it.
We have to find out exactly how they handle it like on tournament. Summit.
Yeah. I think we'll have to do is like pre-make the layout, try and run everything into one It's going
to
be a lot.
I think like what we need to have is like one of those Elgato things, and then like have one be the camera upstairs, and then you press that and it goes to the one upstairs. But we're going to have to like link that. It's
let's see like that.
Get a production team. We may have to do, we may do something.
We might have to like ask like a tournament organizer at like Smash or something, like be like, hey, how do you guys set it up?
And if we did that all on the fly,
That would be fun.
Way easier.
Yeah.
And we'd be able to get them out quicker. And by we, I mean you.
But we would have to have someone dedicated to changing, like, in OBS, essentially. Okay, like going to this camera, go to this camera.
Well, we should have...
Go to the...
When someone's not calming, like, that's what we should do. We should have someone who's, like, the production guy at that time and then, like, tries to,
yeah, but,
like,
I mean, we're still going to have a production guy the whole time regardless.
Yeah.
And it's someone who, okay, this person's up one.
Cut two.
It's blue versus this guy.
I said two.
So that,
which, I mean, I'm sure someone who doesn't want to play Smash would be like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah. I think the Smash tourney or the Poke Watch might be the worst. Or like the most I've spent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
just over it.
And the thing about Poke Watch too, why there's only so many episodes is because like that, I didn't want to beat a dead horse. Every time we did it, I wanted it to be something new.
Yeah.
So it's either a new really character that we could
only
iterate
so many
on.
Times we could remix Poke Watch.
Yeah. But that had, I think that and then Gun Game were our most popular custom games.
Yeah.
Easily.
Sure.
Those are probably the two most popular
super
things.
Super fun to make.
We've done in general.
Yeah. As like a series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Overwatch was just a, oh man, Overwatch was hot.
So,
Valorant.
I'm hoping Valorant won't be able to do the same kind of thing as Overwatch just because of the nature and like custom games and stuff. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, people just like watching
Just
it.
Just like messing around and like learning the game and stuff like that. I mean, I'm going to play the shit out of it.
Well, see, I'm worried that that's how it'll be. And then in the month, now anyone cares, you just have to be a god.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like what, like Fortnite. It was either you had to be a god, or after like a month, you had to be a god, or just do ridiculous stuff. Like, oh, I played blindfolded with the and it's like
with my feet.
You'd only get that stuff if you just played Fortnite a lot.
Yeah.
Which I just couldn't do.
Yeah, I see. I feel like games like this that are specifically made to be esports, you've got like a couple month period where it's like, oh, you could be a little silly, but then eventually.
Yeah, the metas people will start only coming
watch. People only watch because they want to see players who are better than them.
How to get better at Valorant is what you see 2 months later.
So I guess what we'll have to do is mess around for a few months while simultaneously becoming esport players.
I mean, why do you think I'm playing CS:GO right now?
and
I've been practicing.
We might
I've
just
been
mess
training
around.
On Apex. The terrible bullet drop in that game is training me for actually good guns.
You gotta play CS with me, please.
Yeah, the.
No.
Okay. No. I asked.
You tried.
I shot my shot.
See, this is like
I'll
Valorant.
Play Apex,
yeah, Valorant's the closest thing to CS that I'll actually play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. CS also is just so.
Oh, it's so niche.
It's
at this
so
point.
Yeah. That and it's like it's been out for 20 years. Like the stuff, all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Oh, I'm late to the party and I suck.
I do too.
You know, it doesn't
suck.
Sometimes
I've tried.
This ad read.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
While you look those up, though, welcome back. I think Blue was about to say something, if you remembered your thought.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll play Apex. It. Apex is Pog.
It is.
I'm glad you're liking Apex again, Blue.
I can't play with you guys, though.
Why is that?
Because I love Pathfinder.
Oh, I mean, I don't have to play Pathfinder.
And I have to have Pathfinder's heirloom before you do now.
Oh, dude. No. Well... It just sucks. I just need heirloom shards. I've opened so many Apex packs. I got to be at 500.
How many packs
here,
have you opened?
Oh, dude, it's probably somewhere around 200. I would guess. Like, it's got to be somewhere around there.
I'd say
I haven't really bought that many. Maybe I've bought maybe around 60. So, like, through leveling and stuff. So,
yeah,
I would say probably around 200.
I haven't bought any.
See, I also can't play because if I'm in your team, we won't win. And that's not content.
Oh, that's not
that's
true.
That's not true.
Is it not true?
No, I think
you're not on Pathfinder, so I'm sure if you're on your main Pathfinder that you would play better.
I think the biggest problem is we just have to figure out how we work best as a team.
Because,
like, you'll learn, Blue, when you play with Rob, he's just like, I'm fighting. And it's not a matter of, like, oh, let's just, you just have to blindly rush in and help him. It's like, we can't, oh, let's, it's like, oh, Jesus, all right.
Him.
Like, this is it. It's a fiesta.
And then I go, I'm down. I'm down. I have a small penis. Yeah. I have a small penis and I'm down.
And Rob misses like every shot and you just got to clutch up.
And then you hear in the background. And then, right, I give no info either.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Rob, what was he? And you just hear him in the back like, oh my God. Like, I have such a small waiter. It's like, all right. Thanks for the, thanks for that info.
Oh, hilarious.
Okay. Well, I'll stick to playing with my bitch friends.
No. You're gonna play with us soon. All right, so we have our Patreon questions. Want to thank our Patreon stands for supporting the cause. We love you guys.
Thanks, stands.
So this question, he always gets it on here, but it's because it's a good question. I want to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
N.A. Barry asks, the new My Hero movie, thoughts?
Have you seen it, Blue?
I've heard great things, but I haven't seen it yet. So
we can't talk spoilers.
So we won't. I plan on not talking spoilers anyways.
Yeah.
Very fucking cool. Go see it.
Yeah.
Was it better than the first?
I
like the first, but the first is kind of lame.
No, the first is very slow in this part where they're
Let me put this in perspective.
Let
right?
me hear it.
Like the first movie, you're standing on Earth, but then this movie, you've launched out of the stratosphere.
Yeah,
you're zooming.
They really give it up for the fan service in this one. Like there's a lot of fan service, and I'm all about it. Like it was sick.
Well, so I don't know if you knew this, either of you, but this movie's adapted off of the original way he wanted the series to end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a rough adaptation. We don't know exactly. Like even after watching the movie, I was like, I don't know. What part was like what he thought would be the end or like what they, because the people did the movie like took it and then just kind of took some liberties and changed it up.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's interesting to see, and then you can kind of be like, oh yeah, I could have seen how maybe like this
that
or that.
That's how it could have ended.
But the lead up and then
the payoff.
Oh yeah. Just
like that 15 minutes of just shit is.
I would equate it blue to like Dragon Ball Super Broly, the movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, yeah, I would. Like, I would compare. That's a great comparison.
Like, you got build up, stuff's happening, but then the last 15 minutes is just like not, yes.
It's just like this is what
go,
I wanted.
Broly, go.
Yeah.
Go, Broly, go.
Yeah, it's so sick.
That's the best way I would describe it. It's like build up. Okay, this isn't. But then those last 15 minutes are enough that like. You would boot it back up and you'd be like, all right, screw you. Woof, like, fast forward. Even though the other stuff's good, you're just like,
that's very high praise.
One.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, with Dragon Ball, it was like the last 30 minutes, I'll be honest.
Well, true.
Just straight.
Not quite as long as Dragon Ball. That
yeah, it's definitely not as long as Dragon Ball Z.
That was so good.
But
My Hero is all about the buildup. So.
What they do with it is just so. And then, like you said in the first one, Blue, it's kind of slow when they're like going up and they're fighting robots and stuff. And like you only get like the last 10 minutes of the first one. There's not that much downtime in this one. It's so cool.
Yeah. Cause Rob was supposed to see it with us the first night. He couldn't. He was like, let me know what you think. And also cause I was worried about spoilers.
Yeah. Cause there was a lot of talk about like spoilers going on and that like there's stuff. So I was like, if you see this movie and wish you didn't see it,
let me know. And I think it was tweet or,
immediately after
message you, I was just like, bro. Just go see. Like, you got to see this.
Yeah, you're going to get another tattoo is literally the text I got.
I was like, yeah. So I would definitely highly suggest if you're interested or even it. Just even kind of like, go see it.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about spoilers too, I would say unless you specifically know what you're looking for, and even then.
I would also say if you're not even caught up with the current seasons, you can still kind of like see it and appreciate it.
I think you're fine.
It. Yeah, I think so too.
Especially because. It's a quote unquote canon movie, but it's like most of the canon movies where like, yeah, that happened, but we're probably never even going to hear about it.
Yeah. And
like it might not carry over at all. I don't really know.
All right. This next question is actually from me.
What?
I mean that. Because I have a question. These questions. Like I'm telling you, dude, these Patreon questions, like you guys
step it
ask,
up, Stan.
You guys ask the same shit every fucking week and like they're not good. Really think about it and really ask a really like an informative question, you know, like, come on, like, will the Dream Team take on Halo campaigns? And if so, on Legendary, I don't know, maybe. And then that's it. Like that, there's no conversation added with that. All right. So my question is
the salty just he bumped it up to 8.
All right. this question is from Rob. He asks, who's your guys' hero in life?
Wow. Wow.
I just thought I thought of
great
that.
Great question, Rob.
Well, I thought of that because I have two heroes and well, three.
Boku no hero.
So they kind of switch around and for different kind of reasons. Like my main hero would probably be my dad because like I've saw him like work and he's like taught me a lot of stuff and all that kind of stuff. And then number two would be Alex Trebek with like all the stuff he's kind of like gone through with like his whole cancer thing and how he's like helped a lot of people and he just did like his year update on his health and he's like still killing it and like still really doing well and always has a smile on his face and like is like willing to like be open about it so it helps other people. That's super awesome. And I love him because he's so smart and I love Jeopardy because it makes me, that's how I got my learning in back in the day was Jeopardy. If I was not going to school, I was watching Jeopardy because it made me feel smart. And then number three, everyone's been in the game, babe. I can't. Let's see if Christian can guess. Can you guess who hero number three is? Well, I guess there's four.
No. I think I have some guesses.
I'm not going to reveal who four is because I will reveal four at a later. Three would be Tom Brady because I
that makes a lot of sense.
Love him so much and he's the greatest quarterback ever and he just shows you that if you're the best at something, don't get comfortable, just keep getting better. Let's go, Tom. Please re-sign for us, Tom Brady, please. I will. If I see you in another uniform next year, I will literally be the saddest person on the face of the earth. I will be so sad. I will cry. I will cry.
Tom, we know where you're listening.
I will cry, Tom. Look at me, Tom. I'm looking at you and Giselle. You guys look beautiful, by the way. Also, it's not weird to kiss your kids on the lips, all right? I hate people getting that Tom Brady for kissing his kids on the lips. I kiss my dad on the lips, all right?
Corona,
and then I turn
dude.
10. God.
All right, well.
Then, what about you?
Well, how about Blue, who would your hero be?
I really don't know.
You need an answer because I don't know.
You guys don't have heroes?
I don't know if I've ever had a hero in my
like
life.
Like somebody you like really look up to and somebody who's like, wow, like they've taught me a lot about myself and a lot about like where I want to go and shit. I guess I'm just way more in touch with my feelings than you two.
No, I've thought about it, but
I think about it a lot, but I never have an answer.
Okay.
There's people that like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, and I take like example from them, but there's no one
who like you idolize or like somebody who you like.
I don't know if there's ever been someone I idolized to that level.
Okay.
In like fourth grade, it was Ken Sugimori.
How's that?
He's the original Pokemon art director.
Oh, that's cool.
I loved his art. I was like, I wish I could draw like that.
You can draw like that.
So,
and you do draw like that.
No, I can't.
What?
Maybe if I stuck to it, I could have, but...
You're a good artist, man. You are.
I can doodle, and that's it.
I'm not going to lie that Fruit does great, but simultaneously, there's a difference between us and an artist who can make a multi-billion dollar franchise on his own.
Hey, that's bullshit. You guys can make art in vectors, okay?
That's literally just Illustrator.
No, you guys are artists. You guys know how to work in vectors.
You could literally take
there
the pen
tool. There are some people out there who
make...
don't know how to work in vectors who are artists, all right? What? I'm just stating a fact.
I know.
I'm just stating a fact.
I guess, like, I've never, yeah, I'm with Blue. I've never, like, specifically picked out somebody and been like, that is how I want to live.
That's who I want to be like. I've never had that.
I would say, I mean, I've learned a lot from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically,
yeah.
like work ethic and stuff would be my parents. Or providing and stuff would be my parents. Learned a lot about education, hobbies, pretty much a lot of stuff outside of school growing up from my older brother because my parents were working a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So ironically, I got work ethic from them, but then my older brother had to take care of us a lot. So I learned from him, seeing what a loving relationship looked like. And then, yeah, I don't know. I guess I've just taken a lot from different people. But I don't really know if I've ever been like that person.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I hate to say I've never been. There's very few instances in my life where I could say like a person has inspired me. Very, very like I don't even think I can count on my hands, which is probably kind of sad. But simultaneously, that's just like how it is.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, let me find this last question, dude. There's a bunch that I can totally choose from because
Nathan Fillion, however.
All right, so sure, I'm gonna pick this one to show how like great these questions are. From Winky Dinky. We all know Dr. Pepper is okay, but what about Barks?
Wait, what? Oh.
What the fuck is Barks?
That's a root beer. That's not even the same.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying these questions suck.
I feel like my Twitter.
They're not the same. Like
my chat, I don't know why somehow my chat somehow makes it into these.
Oh, is this an inside joke? Okay, so wait, we explain this inside.
No, because
Barks?
Every single time we talk about Dr. Pepper in my chat, it eventually turns into, but what do you think about root beer? Root beer is really good too. And I'm just like, fuck root beer. I hate not root beer. It's just not good. And also, Mr. Pibb still fucking sucks. All right, let's be honest here. Stop trying to make it sound like Dr. Pepper sucks because it doesn't. Mr. Pibb is low tier.
It tastes the same. It tastes the same.
And you have a terrible low tier peasant paint taste
Dr.
palette
Pepper
if
the
you
same.
Think Mr. Pibb's better.
Hold on. I need to say this.
What?
This is a great comment. I think I saw it in the YouTube video. There's somebody out there that's hopefully doing God's work for us that is keeping track of everything we said we're going to do next summit on this podcast. Because I can't remember them all.
Uh-huh.
But somebody's like, I'm keeping track so that when it comes, they can remind us.
Thank you.
Because I know one of them was like, we're going to do the blind
Dr. Pepper,
Mr. Pibb test.
See, but for me, that's going to be the same. For you
Oh my
two,
God, shut up. You'll see. So
I'm going to say Dr. Pepper's Pibb and Pibb is Dr. Pepper.
Okay, whatever. Not important. We're going to have control groups, whatever. You're going to find out. We said that. We got the Nugget Challenge. We got some other stuff that we got to. Somebody out there is hopefully keeping track. Somebody did say in the comment section, I was like, you're a real one. Or at least I said it in my head. I don't know if I actually replied that. That's actually the reason I'm a horrible messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see how many messages I have right now.
Oh.
I don't talk to many people, but I have 65 text messages.
Dude, I hate, how do people do that? I get excited if I get a system notification that says,
red dots.
You should update your phone.
Red dots.
What
red
do
dots,
you,
dots,
like, w- like, what is it about it? Do you not, like, I just want to know. Because, like, when I get a text message, I look at it. Why don't you look at it?
Usually, I miss it.
Okay, so then just at least open it.
No. Well, then, okay, this is going to sound really weird. I get anxiety about it.
If I open it, then I feel obligated to reply to it. And if I'm not ready to reply to it, then I won't open it.
Do you have read receipts on? You don't have read receipts on. So like, what does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I still opened it. Yeah. So yeah. So I feel obligated to reply to it. So then I don't want to do this right now. So then I don't. So then 3 weeks pass by and I haven't replied to someone.
Because I always wonder.
Yeah, and then at that point, I'm like, well, it's been 3 weeks.
So and then at that point, it's awkward and I can't do it. And it doesn't even matter anyway because no one texts me. So like, who cares? Plus, I'd rather get messages on like Twitter and Discord anyway.
That means you have 65 messages from 65 unique people in your inbox that you have not replied to.
I don't know, maybe.
That is insane to me. I have my... The only person who wants to talk to me is my double authenticator. That it's like, hey, you sure you want to double authenticate? I'm like, yes. Like, yes.
Here's the thing. I can't explain it, but stuff like that, emails get me super anxious.
Emails is different.
But messages, sometimes DMs from usually from certain people.
You're good about DMs.
DMs I'm better at, but that's also because I'm usually on my computer. And I can see DMs on my computer. Like Twitter's usually open somewhere, mm-hmm. or I'll go and I'll see. Oh,
at
I have
some
a message.
Point, you're just kind of.
I'll just see it over there. But like text message, if I miss it, odds are that's it. It'll be like 2 days and I'll be like, oh, so-and-so texted me. I don't even bother to just go looking in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then kind of the same thing with Blue. If it's been a couple days, I'm like, well, it's been a couple days. And then it's a couple
now
weeks.
Awkward.
And then at that point, it's past it. And then it's
and
not.
The next thing you know, it's 2 months and you haven't replied to them.
But then it's always in the back of my head, like, oh, but I never respond to those people. And then I need to reach out to them, but I never respond to them. So I can't reach out to them.
And then 2 months go by and you're like, oh my God, I never responded to it.
Weirdos.
So then I have to decide right then and there if I'm going to respond to it or not. And usually it's not.
So Blue, what is your message count at right now?
What?
Like on your phone? Like on your phone, like what is your message count at? I'll tell you what mine's at. Mine is at 18. Oh, but it's because my fantasy football text was popping off, and like I haven't read those yet.
I don't even know where my phone is. That's how bad it is.
You want to see my email?
20,000. Whoa. 20,000.
Yeah, I don't even have my phone, so that's
Yeah, I don't attach my email to my phone specifically because I don't want to see like a 5,000 plus number because that'll give me anxiety that I have that much.
The Apple Watch has actually made me a little bit better.
Because
at least
text?
Now if I miss it or like an email, because I'll miss emails really easily too, I'll be like, oh.
Bing.
But most of the time I never feel that buzz too. So if I miss that buzz, then
oh,
that's
really?
It.
Oh, see, I feel a buzz. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh, okay, somebody just
remember to breathe.
Out.
Oh.
Stand up. I'm like, okay.
No.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, I didn't really explain.
Well, I just like saw that and I was like, I don't think I know anybody who just lets their like inbox get like that, and then you showed me 80 people. What is it, 80 or 60?
65.
What's the highest it's ever been?
Oh, I don't know. Claire will make me go in and
oh, like clean
do that
up.
Or like I have like 15 voicemails, and that's only because now my voicemail box is like
but
full.
That's low-key the play.
I can't leave me voicemail.
I hate voicemails, so I...
Hey, free up your voicemail. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I had somebody like, hey, man, free up your voicemail. I was like, no, because if somebody's leaving you a voicemail, it's bad news. There's no such thing as a voicemail that's good news.
Not true. This sounds morbid.
Uh-huh.
But I like to like keep like my mom's voicemails in case she ever like randomly passed.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, but then I'd have like that, like, hi, honey, sorry I missed you, so-and-so, like, love you.
Uh-huh.
And I just think, that was so nice. And then like, I never want to...
Like, my voicemails are... My first one in here is from 2014. And then my latest one is from 2016. Once my inbox got full, I was like, dope. Nobody ever call me again.
See, unfortunately, Claire made me clear mine.
Oh, no. Yeah. I never clear my voicemail. Don't leave me voicemails. It's 2020. Fucking text me that
I've
shit.
I don't set up my voicemail.
I don't either. It's, you've reached the voicemail box of 3. Kidding.
Oh, hey. You better dox yourself.
I mean, 303 is literally like well,
that is
the Colorado. Like, yeah, so good luck guessing the other 7.
Hey, nice
they
math.
Could.
Nice math.
Thank you. Quick maths.
Really quick before we close out this podcast, mm-hmm. though, since we're a gaming podcast, right, guys?
No, we're fucking a podcast, and that's what's
yeah, we're just a podcast.
Sweet. That's what's sweet.
But I did want to bring this up, uh-huh. and it is some more Destiny 2.
Uh-huh.
But they showed this Eververse armor. And Blue, don't say anything. Rob, just look at these and let me know, like, which... Do you like any of them? If so, like, what? Like, what are we thinking?
Okay. I think the... I don't. What is the hunter wearing? It's like a skirt. I don't hate the helmets. I absolutely hate everything else. I think the warlock looks the coolest.
Okay.
And then probably Titan, and then of course you put a fucking wig on that hunter and a red nose. He looks like a clown.
Okay. So let me blow your mind real quick.
Oh, he's gonna get, he's actually gonna get his mind blown.
That's the hunter.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The Titan is. Oh, I didn't even notice the little hunter sigil. Oh my god.
That's the only way we know it's a hunter.
Oh my. Why are you guys so like scrawny? What are you guys wearing?
Yeah, not only that. Look at everyone. And then there's us.
Yeah, dude. You guys are like the ugly like step cousin that was.
I looked
like,
at this and I was like, oh wow, Titan's actually got like, that's kind of sick. I can't wait to. Wait.
That is so weird.
Because you know what I'm talking about, right, Blue?
Yeah, the.
Yeah.
You look at the hunter's cloak at the end, and it's that's a hunter cloak.
That's when I notice it, and then you're like, "What is that skirt he's wearing?" That's a Titan mark.
Oh my god, that's yeah, bad. Dude.
That's beyond bad. I don't know what.
Like you have the warlock and the hunter just look like they came
from
to like
biker gang. Like we look at
they,
shit.
They came to play. Like they came to fuck shit up. Like they and came to smoke segegis.
Sagegis.
To drink some beer. They came to the biker body.
Squeeze on his clown nose. Like, what?
Squeeze on some titties. And then you have their cousin John over here, who's like a computer engineer. You're like, hey guys, I'm here to party.
It looks like the Titan got like is like the younger brother, and it's like, oh, we don't need to go shopping for him. They can just use like his old like they can just wear his older brother's clothes.
See, like honestly, the warlock, that's some of the dopest warlock.
Oh, like the
armor
fur
I've seen.
Coat.
Yeah, like that's
like,
sick.
That's sweet.
And then I was like, honestly, bro, that's kind of sick for like a
it
Titan.
Almost reminded me of like Reach, like with the
yeah. Well, you kind of have like Emil's face, and then uh-huh. For the first time, we were gonna have gauntlets that aren't just trucks for shoulder pads.
Yeah,
I was like, that's kind of sick. We look pretty built.
Yeah, you look
but
built?
Like fashionable.
That's what I meant. I was like, damn, like the Titan looks like.
Yeah, I was like.
He's been like, not only has he been hit in the gym, he's also been eating correctly, yeah. Like to get those like definitions.
So then I was like, ugh. And then the hunters got screwed, man. I was like, man, that's wait,
that's the Titan. I had no idea.
And but the thing too is like, if this is supposed to, they're all kind of like a theme. What is the Titan's theme?
It's like
everything else flows. Like the hunters' things kind of work together. The warlocks definitely, and then the Titan is.
The Titan is just like, oh, so like you're gonna go
we
out
have a
to go shop at, you're gonna go shop at Whole Foods, but also you have a very large fanny pack.
No, you know what it looks like?
We have an orange turtleneck.
It looks like your like friends invited you to go camping, but you don't have camping gear, so you got to use all
so
the camping
it.
Gear that they have just kind of left over that doesn't match and is a little too big or maybe too small, but you don't have a fucking choice because you've never been camping before.
It looks like you just walked into REI and just grabbed the first thing.
Boots are bad too.
The more you look at it, gets worse.
It really does get worse. It looks like it honestly looks like the start of D2 armor. That's all it looks like.
I don't know what they were thinking.
It just looks like the terrible armor we got at the start of D2.
Yikes.
Dude, I'm not saying the armor's great now, but like.
Take that, Rick.
The hunter is kind of tight. Like, the hunter straight up looks sick. Like,
low key, after seeing this, I might just go to hunter.
That's cool. I'll be a Titan.
Well, no, you stay hunter too. Screw Titans too. I'm over them. Plus our exotic buffs. Freaking stupid. I'll suck.
Well, speaking
of
over.
You guys have been busted for the better part of a year and a half now, so deal with it.
Speaking of over, this podcast has to.
GG easy.
Oh,
over
easy.
GG over
GG
easy.
Is now over easy. Blue, where can people find you on internet? That was weird.
You can find me everywhere. At Blue Weslow.
And Blue Weslow Gaming at Instagram. You can find me on...
You can find me, Mr. Fruit, somewhere across the web. You probably saw my D1 stuff. And then that was it. But I'm still out there.
Hey, make sure you guys like those D1 videos.
Hey, remember when you dismantled your Hawkman?
Hey.
That was my favorite video.
That's what I say. Like, oh, you're the Hawkmoon guy? I'm like, yep. I'm like, oh, I'm Rad BV. Like, who? I'm like, Hawkmoon guy? Like, oh my god, I love you. See you guys next week.
That's the podcast.
Hawkmoon guy. Out. The Hawkmoon podcast is now over.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.